Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm Josh. I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato the Assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious wrapped up business in Yogan, starting with that pesky volcanic eruption. They aided the temple priests in performing a ritual that purged the volcanic hellscape from the village, sacrificing their chance to bring back Tazva in the process. Fen then revealed to Nazavur that it was VD that set off the volcano, to which they were banished from the town following the festival's conclusion. Ariel managed to convince Uncommon to come with the troop, Fen mourned her little gnome, Sato got a piece of crumpled paper from Seiko that disturbed him deeply, my Steven learned how to make sparks with prestidigitation, and the breathtaking Balthazar won his chili cook-off. But now, it is time for them to depart from Yogan. Were you guys just dabbing the entire time?
Yes. Oh. We were actually dabbing the whole time.
Alright. So, and then I just want to state for you guys that this is going to be a game of Dungeons & Dragons played on the 5th edition engine in a steampunk homebrewed Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. So, you are time to leave. You guys have gotten some sleep after the chili festival, and it's the next morning where you know if you don't get out soon that Justicars will be here to make you guys kind of get out. So,
whatever. Well, I know.
I'm pretty sure that you told the party.
No, not yet.
No.
She hasn't told anybody yet.
Nope, I haven't said anything.
Try to move me, bro. See what happens.
So,
catch these ants.
Fen, being the grandma that she is, probably woke up really early. We've established she wakes up at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, but I don't prefer grandma. Yeah, I take mom.
Not
okay?
Only olds do that, also, like, just people.
Yeah.
I mean, I only really know grandparents that get up that early.
Or people who have jobs that... Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. I'm a responsible
who
adult.
Who hate themselves.
Well, Fen's a responsible adult, I'm not.
Gotta get up and mow the lawn.
So... It's that next morning, Fen, you're waking up early with the sunrise. What would you like to do at this point?
I mean, other than, like, pretty much make sure we got all our shit and, like, wait for everybody, have breakfast, that kind of stuff. I mean, the town's destroyed. They can't really do anything. Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What were you getting?
Just head out to
the local coffee shop.
Yeah, basically.
See if the Wi-Fi's on.
Yeah. What's the Wi-Fi password?
It's get the fuck out of our town.
Croissants?
Oh, they're all burnt.
The Wi-Fi password is we love VD.
Hey. But Nazimor doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well.
I mean, where are we?
So, you guys were sleeping in a...
In a hotel?
Uncommon's Inn.
Right.
Motel Holiday
Inn. Not the Red Roof Inn. That's
I got
places.
The... I got
nope, the Red yeah. Roof Inn got fucked by Mafnar's corpse.
Yeah, definitely on the lower floor. Just case crushage, right?
Yeah. BTV's absolutely on the lower
floor. Were there any times during the night where there was like a creak and I was like, maybe?
definitely a few times BTV's like, oop, I'm about to get something. Like, you get chub and then nothing.
It's okay. Sometimes it's good to edge.
Let's see. You're bronze balling? You're a bronze dragonborn, right? It's a bronze balling?
Yes. No, they're vents.
You don't know my anatomy yet.
Vents still rust.
We've talked about this.
At length.
Yeah.
So he's rusting.
Okay. Complimentary breakfast?
The food is kind of burned. That's you're really staying there for free now.
What, they can't even... They have no food that's not burned?
I mean, also, like, Uncommon is part of the party now, and...
What, she's our cook? That's a little presumptuous. Misogynist.
You're staying at her old inn.
Well, oh, now she's old. Okay.
No, the inn is now old because it's, like, half burnt out from a volcano.
It's fine. Already old. I hate this lady. Anyway...
So
you're waking up first, so you got like a good hour or two before any of us are going to get up if you want to do something.
The town's destroyed. There's nothing that I can do.
You could like go do calisthenics outside or something.
I'll go for a walk.
Yeah, sure.
She'll go for her jog.
Have some me time.
Go find Hugh Hefner.
No, it's Hugh.
I know.
Her Hefner.
It's half humor.
I know.
Proprietor of various meats.
I'll go for a walk around the town. The destroyed town.
Don't die.
So as soon as you go outside, you do notice that like a lot of the things that were burnt up have been salvaged. It looks like there are actually a few people out still that are trying to like get roofs back onto buildings that the roofs burned off of. And people are out and around, just not a lot of them.
I'd like to see if somebody needs help and like help them a little bit. And then like within a couple hours, try to help out and then go back to the inn.
Everyone needs help.
Well, yeah, but like that I walk past.
So, I mean, there are definitely people going by that, like, you see them picking up something that's a little bit too heavy and you go over and, like, help lighten the load a little bit.
Yeah.
Things like that as you walk around town.
Like, small stuff that I can help out with.
See what's going on. There's one point where you walk by a couple of the Justicars in town and they just kind of make eye contact with you and then just shake their head slightly and then break eye contact, continue with what they were doing.
Damn, son.
Ouch. Hmm. Sato would be delighted by that, but...
Well, Sato's asleep, so...
I know.
In like, a couple hours, I'll go back and wake everybody up and be like, let's go, guys, bright and early, on the road, there's nothing left in this town. Let's go.
You'll see me with, like, whatever, if there's, like, furniture, like, a coffee table, like, on me.
It's just
some weight.
Just a little bit of weight.
Just a little bit of that good sleeping weight. I definitely bought into that Kickstarter for that fucking 25-pound blanket, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my god.
The one that just feels like someone's lightly strangling you all night?
Yes.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
That's hilarious.
So you're waking everybody up?
Yeah.
So the carnies are all just kind of like piled around the second floor, just on the floor in various places. So poking them, waking them up. They start to wake other people up. You go in, you wake up BTB and Ariel and Sato. Sato is
Wait, where's Ariel staying?
Ariel? Same room with Uncommon.
Yeah, okay, I'm knocking very loudly on the door first.
Okay. So.
Yeah, he's definitely inside that room, but within that he could be inside
somewhere. Yes, exactly. That is my point. Fen is not into it.
Morning time is the best time.
So, yeah, you get woken up from just very loud knocks.
Probably. No, actually, I would just probably just get up.
Is it like such a super sweet scene of you like rolling over and giving her like the tightest little baby hug because you're so in love?
And also you have Muppet arms.
So they can reach real far.
You see just those noodles just like wrap around.
Two little sticks.
The strings
on their hands.
And everything. They're just like.
I want fan art of Ariel with his puppet arms.
Muppet arms.
I'll try to fix that.
And then you just see hands at the very bottom, like of like the sticks.
Like, Jim Henson just trying to fucking make it work. Rip.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get everybody up as quickly as possible.
Everybody's waking up. A couple of people are doing the whole like 5 more minutes.
Yeah, what time is it?
This is like 7 a.m.
Why are you waking us up so early?
We're burning daylight. We need to get to the next town and make sure this doesn't happen again.
I look outside. There is, like, no daylight.
Well,
hardly at all.
It's burning, is my point. Both literally and figuratively, because volcano.
But, okay.
BTB, like, gets himself out of bed.
I just don't understand why it has to be so fast. It's just, give me a minute. 5 more minutes, and I roll over.
Put the table on top of you. Just pull it in a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
As soon as Fen wakes Sato up, Sato's gonna stand up and put his knife away.
You were sleeping with, like...
The knife out, yes.
Oh, shit, okay. It's kind of weird, but...
Yeah, you're so
You
creepy.
Come in, you see him, like, snuggling the blade, like...
No, like, I literally gently, just, like, slept in the corner, curled up in a ball, and I had, the knife resting, next to my side, but, like, my arms crossed.
Okay.
Just, like, gently, like, hey, bud. Mm-hmm. Just, like, and then, like, back away.
Like, take out your katana and keep it in the sheath and, like, poke him in the face in the distance.
No, I'd probably, like, straight up just be, like, shake a shoulder and then, like, back away really quickly.
Just recoil, like, oh, God, don't stab me.
Be like, it's me, please.
And then, of course, you see Sato just, like, stand up in, like, little dark circles, like, okay, I'm up. It was a rough night.
Oh, I mean, it's been a rough day.
So the people are awake. Uncommon like makes a small morning chit chat to Ariel.
C- God, get a room.
We're just talking.
They're literally in a room.
They literally are in a room right now. People wake up. I mean, the carnival was already pretty much packed up after the performance last night because they had everything packed up anyway when, you know, all the volcano stuff went off. And while some of your equipment's kind of burned.
Again.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's okay.
Tends to happen.
You have paint still, though. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
a couple different colors, too.
You do. A couple different colors of paint.
Traveling Sherwin-Williams in this bitch. So, yeah. We got paints.
You got the paints. You got what you need.
I got the paints.
So, gonna railroad a little bit. People get up. They get together. And it's time for the party to set out on the road. Is there anything that anyone would like to do before you leave?
Anytime I pass any Justicars, just give them finger pistols.
So I have these brass knuckles.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, did you get them from something?
Yeah, it's been a bit since we've recorded, so it's hard for me to remember, but I definitely wrote it down, so I definitely have them.
I think you stole them from that one chicken down in the
I believe you.
Dungeon crawl.
Anyway, I just want to kind of...
Susan. You got them from Susan.
I just kind of want to wear them and just flex a little bit. While we're walking out.
Show off
like,
your muscles.
Bitches. Just cracking my knuckles and then not cracking those, obviously.
Right.
But yeah. Just trying to flex. Trying to front.
Right. Okay. Trying to front.
You're pulling Mario.
Trying to intimidate. Roll an intimidation check.
No, I'm not intimidated. Just trying to make people think I'm cool.
Roll an intimidation check.
Wouldn't that be like a performance?
No.
Nah, it's not good. No, you know what? I'm wasting it. It's worse.
So, you just wasted your inspiration on that intimidation?
Yep, and I got a... what was it? Intimidation? So I got an 8 on the actual die, and then the inspiration, I got a 7.
Alright, so...
I thought it was a 3.
You're like...
I have plus 4. Oh,
so, okay. You're like fronting, you're like, alright, oh. Like, people are like looking at you like, okay, buddy.
What a tool.
Okay. Oh, you know what this reminds me? There's probably not in this town, because it's all burned up and shit. Definitely want to get some fingerless leather gloves.
Fingerless leather gloves?
I just feel like they'd be so dope. Maybe knuckleless, too. Those little holes.
Oh my god. Feel like scales can poke out?
Yeah.
You could just take the brass knuckles you have right now, get those sewn into the fingerless gloves.
Yeah, it's going to be dope as hell. Maybe some pads on the palm so I don't hurt my little boy hands when I fall. Ow.
All right, so the party begins to move away. You were moving, I assume, towards Konbusuna, since that was where...
The beach
town. Yeah, that's the beach town where the dignitary was from, and also the one that Seiko said that the Eyes of the Dragon were heading to next.
Mm-hmm.
So the party begins to take the same path back down the mountain, and... Yeah, you have to take the path down the mountain again.
But no firebirds?
Well, maybe.
Or wyverns?
No bifong, but wyverns, maybe.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was concerned with. Shit.
Well, to be fair, the bifong did way more than the fucking wyvern did, but...
Exactly.
Tempting
true.
Fate there.
Yeah, I mean, you guys... While the wyvern almost killed a couple people, the bifong hurt a lot more of you. And also fucked up BTB's set and a bunch of other things like that.
Well, I mean,
jerks.
They're pretty burnt right now, so, I mean...
I mean, to be fair, you're right.
Shit, you right, fam?
I mean, at least they got that smoky wood aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, though, remember that the wyvern...
It goes with your leather gloves.
I don't have them yet.
Well, it will go with your leather gloves.
Maybe remember that the wyvern gloves.
Wyvern. All
right. Wyvern leather.
So... Remember that the wyvern lives in, like, the secret pass.
Right,
it doesn't live, like, on the main road.
The little channel in between.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's not the area that was, like, not working because it was so wet that it was starting to go.
So, yeah, what's the terrain like now? Is it still all soggy? It's been a while.
No, it's been a while. It's pretty dry. So.
BTB, don't you have a show? You both looked down. That was really
I'm like,
good.
What are you doing? Pointing at
don't you have a show at the beach town? or not?
I don't think so, no. Not that I know of.
I thought there was another show after this.
There's no reason I wouldn't create one.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
But I have no deadline to reach said town.
Okay.
Yeah, his next scheduled show, according to what Josh and I have talked about, isn't for like a month in
jail. Okay, cool. Awesome. Because I thought there was another show. I was like, how quickly do we have to be there?
No, there's some downtime.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
He's got enough time to go and do the gratuitous anime beach episode. Don't worry.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay. Totally getting a red and white striped full length romper style bathing suit for me.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's steampunk, so those are definitely available.
Oh, look, rain.
It's raining now.
Beautiful. So yeah.
Shout out to like a Baywatch.
Oh man, we should have got swimming suits before we left because they're gonna be so expensive at the beach. They always fuck you, man.
I mean, I'm just gonna y'all wear a pair of
shorts
left,
and
so.
My chili cook-off shirt, so that's what I'm gonna wear.
A pair of shorts and a chili cook-off shirt, not taking the armor off though.
No, the armor stays on.
Definitely, you're gonna be the hottest bitch at the beach wearing a big chili shirt. It's just the greatest aesthetic ever to like go chill at a beach. Just a shirt full of meat.
Getting silly for that chili.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's a good conversation starter.
Yeah. So, you like chili?
Yeah.
You laying there with a little sun thing, you're like, nah.
I wear this shirt to be ironic. So, the party begins heading down, and you can take the secret path again if you would like.
Nah.
But
nah.
The other road seems okay.
Terrain is not as slippery, you said?
It's not as slippery, but I will say that there are a lot of people on that road because it's all the people trying to leave Yogan now.
Mm-hmm.
All the exhibitors and all of them are like, alright, time to fucking leave town, so.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
It'll take you a little while if you take that path, but it's probably safer.
I mean, BTB doesn't have a show, so we don't really have a deadline.
We
kind
of have a deadline because
I know
of the
Eyes of the Dragon, but we also don't know how fast they're gonna get there either.
That's true. I mean, we kind of did fuck up a lot. We fucked up a lot, let's be honest, but like of their shit too.
Yeah, we put them behind schedule for a little bit.
Yeah, so that's cool. Okay,
so we'll just take deal with the traffic jam.
Yeah.
Man, stupid fantasy traffic.
I'm gonna do my airplane thing again, and I'm gonna direct people who are like in the way.
Start directing them, like, get out of the way, but they're just like, hey, we're stuck just like you, man.
Okay.
Be like in New York traffic where everyone's honking but nobody's moving. Like, why the fuck are you honking?
Mm-hmm. No, I was gonna be real mean, and I was like, Fenn wouldn't do that, but I want to. That's fine.
Internally is fine.
Okay.
So after about 2 hours of morning traffic jam, you guys make it down to the point where it starts to split, so things become a little bit easier. And taking the path of the sign towards Konbusuna, it says on it that it's about a day and a half, according to the sign. So you'll have to camp out at some point.
Okay.
As you travel down, you can tell that they're actually Justicars as well that like were on loan to Yogan that are now traveling back to their home temples to give news, that kind of thing.
Do I recognize anybody from Bamato?
From Bamato? There are a couple of people, but the Justicars that you've noticed are there are also like, no, I don't want to talk to you either.
Dang.
Damn.
Did you just screw yourself for all the temples?
News spread quick.
I'm gonna get next to you and be like, how's it feeling right now? It probably feels really
bad. You don't know?
I can see that dog, you! How you feeling? What's going on?
What are you talking about?
What'd you do?
Those guys are just...
What didn't we do?
Those are supposed to be like your bros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one moment
maybe they're
they
just
love
jealous.
The heck out of you, and now they're
pissed
off.
Because we saved the town.
If somebody looked at me like that, I would be doing whatever I can to impress them to get the
Sato's rolling insight on Fenn.
Those people are so...
Oh my god!
Fenn,
fuck you.
Cough up the bullshit.
Yeah, so you can definitely tell Fenn's lying right now.
I'm just gonna call her out on it, because it's total bullshit.
It's probably
Come
easy
on,
to
Fenn.
Tell if you're lying, because you're probably not a good liar.
I don't know. I mean,
but I'm
charisma-based.
But being a good person.
Also, by the way, that inside check for me is a 23. Thank you.
Jesus. Oh, I like, shouldn't even fucking roll against it. Like, what if I got a nat 20? That'd be funny. Yeah, mine would be a 23, too.
Roll for it.
Okay.
Never know.
Is it? Because you have a plus zero on wisdom.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, you're one little segment.
I know. And it even got, like, caught a little bit.
So yeah, Fenn. It's total bullshit. What's up?
You know.
Come on, Fen.
I couldn't not say something.
What do you mean, say something?
I'm sorry, what now?
I mean, maybe the weather's not so great on the road.
Thanks, B.
You know what? Yeah, the rain is moving in and it's beginning to thunder and lightning.
God damn it, it always rains on this fucking road.
I walk a lonely
road. No.
Okay, anyway. What?
Maybe it's not going to be such a sunny beach after all. We'll have to see.
No.
Aww. It's a day away.
You just killed my gnome. You're not going to give me sunny beaches? Okay, I killed my gnome, to be fair, but like...
There it is.
Yeah.
Little admission of guilt, that's good. I mean, I rolled the roll that killed her, but you know.
Yeah.
So, back to you...
Those hands.
...fessing up to everyone else.
I couldn't not say something.
What do you mean?
I told the elder that it was my fault.
Fault? Well, for what?
For blowing up the town.
What?
Wait, just your fault?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but, I mean...
Well, I mean, what?
Why?
I could have stopped it.
Oh, but still, you didn't say anything about me.
No, BTB, you're safe.
Good. Okay, whatever. I'll go back to my cart.
Go back to your cart. Steven's playing with his balls, and now there's, like, sparks inside of them.
Oh, man. I just want to just watch and just be like, yeah, get it, son.
Watch him play with his balls.
I'm going to watch my boy play with his balls. Way more entertaining than you, like, being a sad sack and... ruining everything. I'll blame you now. It's easier.
Okay. I mean, Fen blames her, so.
Perfect.
It works.
But you know, Fen, now you understand how I feel.
About what?
All the weird looks. The constant judging.
Well, yeah, but...
Why would you do that? What's like, what the actual shit biscuit? Why? What the actual...
It's working on new phrases.
Also, to answer your question about whose fault it is, it's your guys' fault for getting in my way.
You need
Oh, okay. I couldn't... They were treating us like heroes. That was our fault to begin with. I mean, yeah, like, it was super circumstantial, and it totally could have... Just shaking your head at
me. I just
me.
Wish I would have stayed now, because I'd be like, what the fuck? Then, yeah, why would you say anything? That makes no sense, like, nah, to anyone else. I'm gone, though.
Watching Steven play with his balls. But still...
I'm just so annoyed with your goody-goodiness as who I am.
Yeah. I just... It didn't make sense for them to treat us as heroes when we did that. It didn't feel good. I had to tell them. But I didn't say anything about you. I said it was my fault. Which I could have avoided it. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it looks like you put yourself in the shitter for... A lot of people, because, well, not my problem.
Then sometimes it's just smart to let them be ignorant.
Weird voice of reason over here.
Who are you and what have you done with Ariel?
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting laid on the rug now. It's like his eyes have been opened.
He's happy now.
My intelligence is 14, so I mean, I kind of know what I'm saying. I kind of know what I'm doing. I just don't really care.
He had what, like 100 years of blue balls?
Yeah.
That's like incredible. You
finally have a clear mind.
Exactly.
I'm not drinking as much.
Oh.
Well, that's true. See, I came on this
road trip. Look at all this development.
Yeah, I came on the road trip with no sake on me whatsoever, except, you know, here and there as they...
when they ration,
he's not buying it anymore. But if they give it to me,
I don't want to be rude.
He knows
and not
Kevin
drink
has
it.
Some.
Yeah,
so.
Don't want
to
be.
But to answer your question, I couldn't live with that.
Well, again, not my problem. But that's something we're gonna have to tackle.
We're still your
but
friends.
But at least it's
no
just
what.
Me and not y'all.
That's true.
Either way, we'll stand by your side, no matter how moronic you are.
You lost it.
So close.
I wasn't gaining anything.
So close.
I wasn't gaining anything.
And I'm just
going to
start walking down the road again.
And then you lost me again.
I wasn't even trying. You were an idiot. And I walk off.
So you walk off. If you go over to the cart where Uncommon is, Ariel, you see her there.
Wait.
And you see...
Oh, damn it, never mind.
You see her kind of like rocking back and forth a little bit, like looking at the rain that's going on outside, hearing the distant thunder, and she looks kind of nervous.
Are you okay?
I'm just thinking maybe the spirits are doing this to tell me that this was all a bad idea.
Or it could just be bad weather.
Or it could be a sign. You don't know.
From a little distance away, it rained the last time we walked up here.
Yeah, he is true. It did rain last time.
Now just... they're mad at me. Don't worry about it.
That I can actually see. Anyway. Are you going to be okay? Do you...
I don't know. I just don't like thunder. And right at that moment, thunder rumbles and she just kind of like hides a little bit.
I get in the car with her and I hold her.
Aww.
She calms down.
Two kinds of people.
Nuzzles her face into your chest and is just like,
ugh, how wholesome.
Says the fucking dad looking at his like son figure.
Yeah. But he's doing something that matters. This one's being a little cowering girl. Like, what a trope. Save me.
That's sexist.
Empower yourself. Yeah, it is. It's funny who wrote it this way.
She's scared of thunder. People can't be scared of things. I mean, RC's scared of thunder.
Like, I'm fine right now.
You're really scared of thunder?
Mm-hmm. I've heard him eep before.
I have never eeped.
That is not true.
Dorps.
I'll make like odd looks across the room, like, oh shit, this is happening. But...
starts giving like crazy eyes, like.
Yes, absolutely, he does. I've heard
that
him
didn't
eat
come from inside.
That's what my dog does when it rains. She's like, fuck. And I'm like, yeah, it's raining.
The party moves along, and there are a couple points in time where, like, other areas of the travelers, like, you hear combat happening, like, ahead or behind with, like, animals. But by the time you guys get over there, nothing's going on anymore. It's already been dealt with by the people that are traveling themselves or just the cars that were a little bit closer than your party was.
What kind of animals?
We're talking wolves, just basic predators that are like, ooh, people that we can eat.
Okay.
Because they're a little bit more ferocious on this mountain than in other places, which, I mean, is part of what Ariel would deal with is... you know, people would be like, hey, this pack of wolves is being really mean. Can you go, like, deal with them?
Yeah.
And you'd go thin the pack a little bit.
A huge fucking group, like, a lot of people walking out of the town right now. Yeah. So, that makes sense.
The party begins to need to find camp. It's gotten later in the day. The rain has sort of let up for the evening, but it's still thundering around. But it is time to find camp. And there are plenty of areas that you've passed that are good for it. You know, you pass the rest stop like 10 miles back and you're getting to like another campground site that you'd be able to use for the evening.
We can create our little carny circle.
Yeah, your carny circle. Okay. Can definitely do that. Uncommon volunteers to cook for everyone tonight.
Aww.
Thanks, Mom.
While we're like, have we already like started setting up camp? Or
let's do that now. Like,
okay. Your shoulder pop.
That's my elbow and my wrist.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens when you dab when you're over 30.
That's what happens when you dab over 30.
Can you keep that part in?
The memes are too dank.
While we're setting up camp, I'd like to find Ario, like...
What?
Oh my god, chill, dude.
Why are you so mad? You were just happy a minute ago.
Do you, have any of those phoenix feathers left?
I have all of them, actually. Why?
Do you, can I have one?
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Okay, I give her one. Okay. How many do I have anyway? I have, like, shitload. I have 17 feathers, so I have 16 now.
Cool. Thank you.
You're about to say I'm shit gonna... biscuit.
I will not. Shit biscuit. It almost slipped out.
You like lock yourself into little phrases, don't you?
So camp is set up. Uncommon. It does a pretty average job of cooking. It's all right. And from there, the night goes off. Well, let's see, actually. Night goes off without a hitch. It's a nice evening. You get your long rest. You know, you're only about a half day away from Konbusuna, so it's pretty good. Morning comes. It's actually a nice morning. You have that like dew. It's a little bit humid just from the air, but y'all are up.
I'm not up yet.
BGB's sleeping in. It's all right. It's all right. Kevin can get everything going.
He'll be fine.
I guess Ariel just helps pack everything up and get things going.
Cool.
Sato's going to sleep a little bit more, too.
All right.
Can we just, like, throw them in a cart?
They're already in a cart, I'm assuming.
Okay, cool. So
I am, yeah, for sure.
We can just go. We don't have to wait for them to get up.
Yeah. So the cart begins to move, and the day is nice through the morning, but come to around late morning, you see that there is a cart in the road. One of the horses is dead. One of the horses is alive. You see that it looks like it's been ransacked. There are pieces of like broken barrels, and there's some bark and stuff like that in the road. One of the wagon wheels is also dead, like broken. And then you see that there's a man on the side of the road holding a small figure in their arms, leaned up against a tree, like down. And you can see that there's an arrow shaft sticking out of the small figure.
The live horse. Is it fine, or is it just technically alive?
It's injured, but it's all right.
Sato will immediately tell Ariel not to shoot the live animal.
Just in case you're wondering. Unless we need to Old Yeller it, in which case, go for it. But we'll find out.
Wait,
we'll tell you.
The horse or the human?
Either.
Both.
Damn it.
Assess the situation. Act accordingly.
So, what is the party going to do in this situation?
I'm going to poke Fen and say, Fen, go look.
I want to...
I'll stay back and keep an arrow drawn, just in case it's a trap.
I want to, like, stop the carts and, like...
Okay.
Keep everybody from, like, going forward, and then I'm going to walk over to the couple sitting on the ground and...
So, moving up closer, you can see that it's a... sort of burly man. He has a full beard, brown hair, and is sitting there, and in his arms is this little boy, not even older than 5 or 6.
Fucking again with the children?
And I'm going up to the horsey, and if I could I see that description by getting up close to the horse?
By getting up close to the horse?
Like, yeah,
you could look over and be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm basically going to be like, ooh, stay by the horse. That's too much of a bummer for me.
Yeah.
Can I check and see if there's any enemies nearby, or...
Make a perception check.
Oh, thank Christ, because I was like, that's not something that Fen would do. Like, she wouldn't immediately be suspicious, but I was like, please somebody check to see if this is an ambush.
What is it, perception?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 9.
It's a 9. Seems clear. You're good.
Wait a minute. Wait. Can I use my primeval awareness?
No, that's more for animals and things like that.
Also, you think it's good.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. You look around and you don't see anything hiding, so it's good.
Okay. Sorry.
So, seeing this also, you can see that the man is, like, down, and it looks like he's breathing very shallowly. Looking, you can see there's a big pool of blood, like, around his butt.
I want to do,
butt blood.
I want to do medicine checks on, like, both of them.
So
to see, like, if I can do anything.
Doing medicine checks, so go ahead and roll for the kid or the man first, your choice.
The man first.
Okay.
It's a 6.
It's a 6?
Yeah.
While he's breathing.
Okay, and then the kid.
The boy.
Okay, 13.
There's no pulse and there's no breath.
Great, okay.
And he's cold.
Bummer, welcome to Bummer Island.
God, dude, okay, can I...
Healer,
how's my horse?
Yeah, I'm literally about
to
do that.
The horse, make a medicine check.
Damn it, where is that?
Wisdom.
Oh, that's straight. 8.
8? The horse, you actually see that there's, like, you're like, okay, looking pretty good, and then you, like, get around and you see that in one of its back thighs it has, like, 3 arrow shafts sticking out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pull him out or anything.
Can I do a cure wounds on the man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
Max.
11.
So with 11. Okay. So you begin to heal him, and then you can see, like, wounds that are actively on him pretty much, like, sealing up, and then he opens his eyes and breathes in. No. No!
Oh, maybe you should have died.
Shh.
Damn. Or you should have taken the kid out of his hands and hucked it in the woods. So then he wouldn't see it and be like, oh, they took him.
Leo, no.
I'm gonna, like, brush Fen aside and I'm just gonna, like, slap the guy on each side of his face and say, what happened?
I mean, I was gonna do that way nicer, but thank you.
So you're, like, going up and, like, you're like, doing, like, full slap?
No, just literally put both my hands on the side of his face hard enough to, like,
oh, so
slap
you're doing,
him
like,
a little.
The
yeah,
all right.
To get his attention, that way he's like,
like you're gonna come in for a kiss.
Up at
but
you.
Macaulay Culkin's
ah, there it
someone
is.
Someone else.
Hello. Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I was about to say, can we like show it again for the visual listeners? Like
everybody's doing it.
Yeah, we're all just like
you almost hear this.
So he looks at you and just, there's a gang in the area that comes and tries to rob those of us that aren't living in town, and sometimes even those of us that are living in town. And we just spent the whole day chopping wood and then got caught in the rain, so I wasn't going to let them take it. And they started fighting us, and then I was doing okay. Then they shot him with an arrow, and then they stabbed me, and then...
So, regular bandits in the area, right?
Well, they used to just be regular bandits. Then this person with a bunch of armor and a glaive showed up.
Fuck off. Goddamn.
So, they have an area somewhere near here that, again, they tend to make base in.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you said a glaive?
Do you know what direction? Because they sound like locals.
Yeah. They have a hideout. They call it the Moon Bay Cave.
Okay.
Oh, God.
He rolls his eyes.
Can I hear this from where I am by the horsey?
Okay, yeah. Seraphim Knights. Oh, you're disgust.
Look, we have to judge all the other base names because ours is clearly better.
Obviously, Vicious and Delicious is the best name of any group.
I'm just saying, the words gang and base and, like... organization all spell fingerless leather gloves to me, and I am so pumped to go find these fuckers and get some gloves.
That's all BTB wants.
My new goal, randomly chosen new goal.
Get some fingerless gloves.
Can we go back to the glaive, please? What did they look like? Armor, glaive, any other descriptions?
All I know is that I've barely seen the person. They showed up a month and a half ago or so. And killed the original leader of the Red Axe gang, and then they got a lot more brazen and a lot more brash. And I figured if someone didn't stand up to them, then someone would get killed. And he just looks back down at his son.
So, my good man, what's your name, real quick?
I'm Lee.
Lee?
Lee and Liam?
Lee and Liam?
Yes.
I can't talk
Lee
shit.
And
my
Liam.
Family has literally 5 people with J names, so it's fine.
Now I can talk shit. Come on.
So, Lee, next question. Would you like to hire me to take care of them?
No.
I don't have anything left.
Perhaps this dead boy.
Would you like to sell him to me?
I don't need payment now. You owe me a favor. And then I walk back to the cars.
Oh my god.
He just looks back at his dead son.
He didn't even say yes.
Still gonna do a thing.
I stop Sato and just ask him what the hell's going on.
Bandits killed the boy nearly him, and I'm gonna go stab stuff.
Why?
Because?
But it's a human.
Your point?
Why do we help it? Why should we help it?
That's half.
He's doing a thing again, and I'm leaving.
We should just go on the main track.
Have you always been this racist?
Yes!
Yes!
It's been a long time since we recorded. I don't remember. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
He has been this racist.
I'm racist also, but not toward like a specific race. It's towards everyone that's not me.
It was
Ariel is racist against humans.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was less racist than the last village because they were his friends.
Yeah.
Ariel despises humans and he's terrified of dragons. Which is kind of awkward with you two.
He's half human and we're dragonborn, so this is great.
It's yeah, all
perfect.
Look, Ariel needs to grow as a person.
You've done a lot so far. Thing.
Look, he's racist, yet, like, the type of race that is going to be the most discriminated against in general, that's his girlfriend.
That's true.
I'm not a bad racist.
Well. Well.
I don't think there's a good racist.
Thank you.
You're more like Bill Maher. You're really nice to them, but you still blast that word.
Okay, Fen is gonna like, if the kid's eyes like aren't already closed, she's gonna like close them and then like gently.
God, I hope they are. They'd be horrifying.
They were.
Oh, it's awful.
It was just a little boy staring up to the sky.
Shit, that is some dark shit. I'm glad I'm just looking at a horse. Just feeling. I'm gonna go back and look at the good side of the horse too, so I don't have to feel bad. I just want to look at this good side.
All right,
pet the good side.
So am I back at the carts yet?
Yes,
absolutely. Something. I interrupted her.
I'm gonna grab like one of my spare blankets and I'm gonna go give it to Lee.
Okay,
for Leon.
But while that's happening,
let me just overtalk you one more time.
Yeah.
Fine, well, let me mansplain what's gonna happen to you right now.
Go ahead, Ben.
I hate you.
Demi's so dumb.
Anyway, I just want to be like, put my hand on his shoulder and be like, can we help you get home? Is there anything that we can do? I mean, we'll try our best to get rid of the bandits. I will try my best to get rid of the bandits, but can we help you home?
He looks down at Liam and then up to you and it's like, you healed me, can you?
Oh, can he you? Went there.
Jeeboo. Nah.
Yikes. Oh god, I don't even know what to say to him. This is so awkward.
Yes or no question.
No.
It's a bit out of your price range.
You see
that's fucked up. Like, that's fucked up.
Ben sees his heart break just a little bit more as he's kind of realizing that his son's definitely gone. Just help me up.
Yeah, and
helps him up to his feet. He's still holding his child, goes over to the cart, sees that one of the horses is dead, sees that the other horse has arrows in its leg, just goes to the back of his cart, places Liam in, and you just hear him whisper to himself, I'm ruined.
Oh my god. I don't know how to deal with this.
I'm petting a horse. Fuck that, I got good feels over here. Look at this horse. Majestic beast.
He turns around to Fen, wipes the tears from his face, and says, do you have a sword?
For
is this guy going to turn into the Highlander?
There can only be one.
You killed my lamb.
Now, if you're thinking about going in by yourself, that's not a great idea.
Ooh, I don't think that's what he's thinking, though, homie.
Or he's going to kill himself? Oh, shit. No, I'm like, not giving him a sword.
I just asked him what he was going to do with
yeah.
Do you have a sword?
I do.
I got 15 to handle this horse. How am I doing?
The horse is calm.
Nice.
I give him one of my swords.
Can I insight check him?
You give him one of your swords?
Oh my god!
I'm going to take the sword back.
I want to insight check
a strength
you.
Contest.
Yeah, that'll be a strength contest.
Sure.
He wins.
Ooh, oh. You got that inspiration. I'm the same as life. You're like, ah, screw him.
Down to one.
No, you'll have it back in a second.
That's a 14 insight to see what he's going to do.
You can tell that he's very angry.
Oh.
Okay. That's what I thought he was going to do.
So, often. Where's their base?
He already told us.
Like, he told us the name, but not the place.
He takes the blade in his hand. Follow me, and he turns and he begins to limp like into the woods.
All right,
damn it! I want my sword back.
Well,
all right.
Was that your sword?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna.
All right, I just realized why Ariel gave the sword. Ariel's like, oh, he's gonna commit seppuku here.
Wait.
Take a human.
What kind of sword did you have?
It's just a short sword.
Okay, so I still have the Katana and the Wakizashi from the dead...
Don't forget the giant longsword.
Well, yeah, but you can't handle that. No, so I'm going to give you the Wakizashi from the dead...
I'll take it!
Jessica.
Yeah, the dead Jessicar. So, I think it does the same as a normal short sword.
Yeah, Wakizashi is essentially a short sword.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a fancy one.
So yeah, you have a Wakizashi. And then he's like walking away, I'm gonna like not help him, but like try to like make sure he's like walking okay.
Just hold his butt.
Yeah, exactly. And as he walks, I just want to like gently touch him somewhere and give him like 5 more points to play on hands.
Oh, he was already at full health, so oh, he was? You can't spend those points.
He just got a lasting injury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's considered major wounded.
Ooh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, but since he's just a commoner, his max HP is what, 9 or 10?
His max HP is a D8.
Oh, so yeah, you max healed him.
Yeah, I did.
So I see them going
with the bonuses.
Yeah, like BTB going into the woods, like,
oh, wait, what are we going to do about the carts and stuff?
Yeah, he's just walking off, so I don't know.
Following him.
I mean, yeah, our crew could handle it. I'm going to just decide.
I'm following him too. I want my sword back.
Fine, I'll go.
What are you doing?
I rolled a percentile to see if I wanted to go or not.
Oh my god, you're ridiculous.
This is a cool horse. And it likes
what
me.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm gonna go. I got an 88.
Just tell your crewmates to take care of the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. All that's gonna be taken care of. Kevin?
Yes, boss?
Everybody? Kevin,
if there's anything salvageable, put it back into this dude's cart. Maybe don't put it on top of that kid. Some... Put him back there. No.
Should I bury the kid?
Well, not our kid. Let's not worry about that. But put all his stuff away for him. And if you could do anything to help this horse, he's got some bad hindquarter arrow damage.
The cart, too. I think one of the wheels is busted.
Well, let's not...
If you can...
Well, let's not make Kevin do everything for this man.
I mean, I can look at it.
Sure. Whatever you can do to help, I think it would be a nice gesture because... His kid just died, and we all feel really bad
Look,
for him.
You know me. I'm your man.
Thank you, Kev.
He does one finger gun at you and then, like, walks back over to the cart.
K-Money. And then I go back to
K-Money. Me and Lee are up at the front.
I'm following you guys, but...
Yeah, we're probably a pen.
It's fucking Lee. Does anybody... No, Tenacious D.
Yeah.
So... After following him for only about 10 minutes, like, it's not super far off the road, but he's just kind of slow.
Yeah, 10-minute hobble, that's not far.
Yeah. You make it to the outside of, like, what is pretty obviously a cave in the side of the mountain. You guys are also down closer to the base of the mountain at this point, since you're getting close to the beach. You're not too far off. It's still only about a quarter of a day's journey to actually make it to the city you were at. But you can see that there are 4 guys, like... just out. One of them's like leaning up against the cave entrance. There's another guy with a bow that's like aiming at a like hay target that they have and just kind of practicing shooting arrows. And Lee like immediately...
I'm gonna grab him before he goes out and like pull him back and be like, no.
Hand over his mouth too.
Actually, you grab him, you can contest that strength.
Okay. It's gonna be a 15.
It's 15. I rolled a 19 on the die and he has a plus 1 because he's burly. So.
Oh.
So, yeah, you, like, you grab onto him, and he immediately, like, goes out, and he goes, hey!
Oh, God.
And, like, with
I'm just gonna, like, disappear behind some trees.
Yeah, with his blade up, starts moving towards him, and one of the guys goes, ha! Mad-Eye, would you look at this fool? And immediately, the one with the bow, like, turns and trains the bow on him.
I shoot that guy with the bow.
We're gonna have to do an okay.
Shield of Faith.
You're gonna cast Shield of Faith on him?
Yeah.
Okay. So, on the unarmored dude, on me. All right, so.
What's the makeup of these homies?
Shimmering energy. Huh, it's just 4 dudes.
Like, people that he would hate, or...
3 elves and a human.
Okay. I think I know which one you want to kill.
Well, if if Lee's going hand... I'm going to take...
Up. So...
Behind that tree, I'm going to pull out my bow and notch an arrow and get ready to shoot.
So,
and as soon as something happens, just pull and shoot.
Yeah, the other one goes... Lee, we already killed your kid and your horse and all that. Why are you coming back to die if you're walking?
Okay, since that one mentioned the kid, I'm just going to shoot him now.
You're going to just shoot that one?
Yeah.
Why would you come back if you're still walking? Roll the hit.
Can I also throw a javelin because it's a bonus action?
Absolutely.
Cool.
That's going to be a 25 to hit.
Jesus. Okay, and let's see what that javelin does. Well, you get sneak attack, by the way.
I get assassinate.
Yeah. What'd Fen get?
It's a 6.
Okay. We'll deal with that in a second.
I wanted to shoot the guy with the arrow.
Okay.
Shoot the guy that, like, turned and had the bone. Yeah. Go ahead and shoot at him.
I was going to firebolt the dude that talked shit, because that's mean.
All right, go ahead and roll the one. Roll against the one that talks shit.
23 damage. Let's try
that. 23? Okay.
I assume I'm going to hit him with a 25.
So, mine's a 11 to hit.
11 to hit? Okay. That just misses, actually.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, max damage.
All right.
So, that'll be 10 fire damage to him.
So, 10 fire damage to him. All right. So, and it's just like, why would you come back if you're still walking? Immediately after that, there's just an arrow that goes, hits directly between the eyes, and he just falls forward. As he's falling forward, the firebolt impacts in his chest, so there's just kind of like a fiery wing explosion as he falls down.
Also, bonus action hide.
As Fen threw her javelin, she throws it and accidentally hit a tree branch that was on the way, just kind of like stuck in the tree branch and then tilted down, and then that javelin throw just threw off Ariel's aim just enough to miss the guy with the bow that was getting ready to fire. Roll initiative.
I will say, BTB is not upset by just doing like a big showy hit rather than actually hurting
at
someone.
It
still looks pretty badass.
BTB never gets upset about something like that.
As long as he hits, he doesn't.
All right, so what did y'all roll? Fen?
16.
I got an at one, so 5 for me.
BTB 18.
I got 21.
Ooh. Nice.
So that means we have Ariel with a 21, the breathtaking Balthazar with an 18, Fen with a 16, the bandits with 12, and then Sato with 5.
But then Lily. Woo!
Bringing up the rear.
Up. Yep.
Oh, and then I actually forgot.
Yeah, the Lily.
Ooh, no, bringing up the rear is going to be Lee.
He is a little hobble boy.
Lee, why do you suck?
Because he rolled a 1 on the die and only has a +2.
You two are besties.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So, Ariel, it is your turn. There are still 3 of them alive.
So can I like take cover behind like a tree, and I just I try to shoot the guy with the bow and arrow again. I want to take out the ranged guy at least.
Okay.
It's a 17.
17, that will definitely hit.
Nailed it.
That's a 7 damage.
7 damage. Alright. So the arrow flies, hits like directly in the chest with the one that already had the bow drawn, which like kind of stumbles him back a little bit and starts looking around trying to see, and then notices you like duck back behind the tree. And yeah. Then after that it is the breathtaking Balthazar.
How's this cave look for entrance-wise?
Entrance-wise, it's actually a pretty small entrance. It's about like 5 feet. It's like a doorway, like a double doorway almost, about the same size.
I'm gonna magic missile as a second level and try to blast it and make it collapse.
The cave entrance?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty damn good.
Then they'll just starve in there. Who cares?
Okay, then go ahead and roll.
Then I don't die.
Roll your magic missiles, and for purposes of overcoming hardness, I will take them all as single damage.
It's a lot of ones.
Good.
11.
You're just jealous of my arc.
11? Okay, so the various missiles fly out and impact into like the little doorway. Little bits of like rock chip off where they impact, but it doesn't look like you damage the structure at all.
Fair enough.
Alright, and then Fen.
How far is like everybody away from me?
You can reach any of them right now.
Okay,
you were
cool.
Falling pretty close behind Lee.
How far are they away from Lee?
From Lee? They're about 10 feet away.
Okay, does it look like anybody is particularly trained on him?
Right now, no, they're not really. Except, well, the bowman's not even trained on Lee anymore.
Because he just got shot, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are there?
There are only 3 left alive right now.
Three. Okay, who
and
has
the dead boy.
Like long distance shit?
That would be the one guy that was practicing with a bow that
okay.
just took an arrow to the chest.
So I'm gonna go kill him.
Okay, so you run over to that guy. Did you already have your katana out, or is your katana still, like, sheathed?
I'll take it out.
Okay, so roll to hit.
Plan's not looking 12. So bad, was it?
12, you hit.
Oh, Jesus Christ, thank you.
No, his name's Charlie.
7. No, 8.
8 yeah. Damage? All right, so move over with the katana and get right up to him. Like, begins to, like, back up a little bit, tries to dodge you, and manages to dodge your first swing, and then as you're, like, making a second attack against it, tries to dodge out of the way again, like, twinges from the arrow still sticking out of his chest, and then that lets you get right in the jugular, and he just kind of falls to the ground. Convulsing a little bit. He's not going to have a quick death with that. Would Fen like to continue trying to move towards any of the other people? You still have about 10 feet of movement left.
Yeah, I'll try to move towards whoever is closest to Lee.
Okay. After that, it is their turn, so you actually managed to get up to the guy that's closest to Lee, and, like, will look at Lee, look at you, draw their longsword, and actually get a very, very good hit on you, managing to find a weak spot in your armor and scoring a critical hit. So that will deal 11 slashing damage as they slash. The other one then is going to draw their sword and run directly at Lee, trying to run Lee through. And will hit Lee and deal 7 damage to Lee. So Lee's just there, like, sword through his gut, just looking at that bandit like, I'm gonna get you. Sato, it would be your turn then.
I'll shoot the guy that hit Lee. Why not?
Okay.
23 to hit.
23 will easily hit.
And I get that sneak damage. Ooh, nice. That's going to be 17 damage.
17. You take your arrow, you fire it, and it comes through and impacts right on the heart of that guy. And he just, like, lets go of the blade and just kind of slumps down into the ground.
And bonus action, hide again.
Yeah, and the other one's going to go, Mad-Eye, no! And, like, goes up to a defensive posture against Fen. Then it is Lee's turn. Lee, like, looks at the one that's on the ground, just spits on him, pulls the blade out of his gut, which, not a comfortable thing to do, and then runs over towards the other bandit, swings and collapses down to the ground.
My boy.
Nice. And it's back to
boy.
Ariel's turn.
How many of the enemies are left?
Just got one. The one.
Okay, so... One.
Out here.
Yeah, so I just shoot that one with my arrow.
Okay.
That's a 23 to hit.
Yeah.
All right.
That's 8 damage.
Let's see. So from Ariel, it's then the breathtaking Balthazar's turn.
That dude's still alive?
Yep.
I guess I'll saunter up there.
Okay, saunter up.
So this is a... Which one is this, a human or an elf?
This is a elf.
Elf. How badly does he look to be hurt?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad, so it's not going to take much.
Nope.
I wouldn't think. I'll just... You know what I haven't done? I don't think ever is used a dagger. I'm going to stab him with a dagger.
So you could go up, like, pull out your little dagger and be like, I'm going to try this.
I'm going to be like, you know what? Dude, this would look so boss if I had some gloves on. I'm going to start using this.
All right.
And that'll be a 19 to hit.
19, you definitely hit.
Minimum damage of a 3.
Of a 3. All right. So you run up with your little dagger and you go, all right, stab. And you stab and he, like, looks at it and then looks at you and is just like winces with pain. You pull it out and he's like, still standing. Just barely. He coughs up a little bit of blood. And then it's Fen's turn.
Where is Lee in reference to the last guy that is standing?
On the floor next to you.
Next to me?
Yeah, he's close to you.
Okay.
You went back over to him, near him.
Okay. I'm going to give him 5 lay on hands and try to stop the bleeding.
Okay.
Make sure he's okay.
Well, this boy's a little health sponge, isn't he?
You put some lay on hands into him. His wound kind of seals up.
Yeah. He's a burly non-tank.
Yeah.
Lee needs healing.
Yeah.
This episode name.
Damn, Lee needs healing.
I need healing. Right. Needs that emotional healing too.
And that ends Fen's turn. Then it's the one bear that's left alive who I guess is going to swing at the breathtaking Balthazar. Since
swing
he's
away,
there.
Bitch.
And that is a 13 to hit.
Nah.
Nah, so.
You had to consider for a second?
I was like, that could be. No.
He takes the longsword and is like swinging at you, kind of stumbling as he does. It's really easy to just kind of dodge out of the way of it or just back up enough that his swing isn't going to hit you.
Does he seem to be wearing any kind of gloves?
He is not, unfortunately.
I'll have to check the other dudes after I'm done.
Sato, it's your turn now. And there's the one that's just like moving and like doing haymaker motions.
I look like I'm having a really good time.
You're like, it's pretty alright, actually.
Yeah.
I'll just go over, pull out my dagger, and stab him.
Oh, twinsies!
So Sato sprints up, pulls out dagger.
It's gonna be a 15 to hit, yep.
You hit, he's dead.
He had 1 HP. I knew he had 1 HP, I was like... Got to check my math here. And then I turn to BTB and I'm like, that's how you stab someone with a dagger.
I did it too.
So the one, like, he's on the ground, like, still alive, but just, like, convulsing.
I'm going
to
wipe my blade on his face to get the blood off. Ew.
His eyes look up at you and you can see that he kind of does have those mad eyes. He's kind of earned that nickname.
Okay. Still gross.
Lee, like, kind of gets up, dusts himself off and says... I appreciate it, but this isn't your fight. And then turns and begins to like limp towards.
To be fair, it wouldn't have been yours either.
But were we not here? Let's get this straight. You're a bitch.
Aw, come on now. Man's kid is dead.
He stops. You can see him grip the blade that he's holding tighter.
I mean, you can try.
That's too harsh, dude.
Listen, I know you think that it's your fight, but. It's not.
He begins to hobble
back in. You can give up the fight. You can give it to somebody else who can do it. You don't have to do it yourself.
I say we keep bringing him. I mean, you could come.
Tell you what. We
he's going to die.
So?
He keeps hobbling in.
Do you know if there was a specific one that...
And now disappears within it.
Oh. He what?
All right, are there any
gloves? Like, I would have ran after
him. I'm going to...
So you guys can continue into the cave.
Are there any gloves out here?
The cave. I want my damn sword back.
No gloves out here.
Damn it. I'm going to stealth.
How much?
And follow him.
How much HP does he have? Like, 6, right? Can I, like, knock him out?
He has a max of 8.
I mean, you could try, sure.
I don't want to kill him.
If you knock him out, he's already in the cave, then, like...
We gotta go after him, so... What if I, like...
No, I know, but I'm trying to keep him from dying in the cave.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, you can always attack non-lethally.
Yeah, just a non-lethal punch to the back of the head.
Okay.
Do you want my staff?
can I use, like...
I mean, I have a ball and chain.
Hey! You have a wife? Just kidding.
Sword thing.
The hilt?
Yeah.
The hilt.
Dead
yeah.
Jokes.
Yes, you can use your hilt to attack.
Okay, I want to like...
Your you'd pommel? Also just hit him with like the backside of your
pommel. Actually, it's a pommel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pommel. The hilt.
That, okay, that's what I was trying to... That's what I was like... Yep. Yeah. The thing on the... Yeah, anyway.
This is a katana though, it doesn't have...
It's a blade cap, it's still a pommel. Yeah,
it's the same.
Who cares? I'm hitting him with it.
Nerd! actually, on a sword.
Do I just add straight up strength?
I just got back from
it's a normal attack with your blade. It's just non-lethal damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just like turn the blade around to the blunt side and you just
slap.
Yeah, okay. I definitely hit. It
so
was a 14
you hit
on
Lee,
the die plus 7.
And go ahead and roll your non-lethal damage.
Okay.
Which you roll exactly the same way.
11?
So you just you take your katana, you turn it around,
like, I'm sorry,
hit him on the back of the side head with the blunt side of your blade, and he just crumples to the ground.
Can I try to catch him?
Immediately once you do that, you then hear a "What was that?" And then like another bandit like moves out and is like, "Oh God!" And like turns and goes back. We got people. All right, go ahead and roll the hit.
I couldn't try to catch him.
Huh?
I couldn't try to catch him.
To catch him, you had both hands on it, and it's just like thump, and he's immediately hitting.
24 to hit.
Okay, you hit.
Jesus,
this is not sneak attack.
It's still an assassinate.
No,
and he because
he hasn't taken an action.
All right,
it's an assassinate. If he hasn't you can look at me funny all you want, but that's true.
Oh my God, that's what the dice box is for, dude.
20 plus 4, so 24 damage.
Okay, so he screams, "There's some whap!" And then immediately, like, falls to the ground.
Would have been a perfect opportunity, by the way, for them to, like, peek around the corner and be like, "Hello?"
So the cave itself is, you know, it goes back a little ways. It kind of splits in two different directions here. Which way do you guys want to go? Or do you just want to drag Lee out and be like, "All
right,
we're done with this.
Let's just wait right here, because they're
I'm
probably going
to
come to us.
I'm going to take my sword back, and I'm just going to say, okay, we're done here.
I'm gonna pull Lee, like, outside and try to find, like, a little area where I can put him and, like, maybe cover him a little bit, so.
And I'm just going to draw another arrow and lean him up ready just in case somebody else comes out. I'm just going to immediately shoot them if somebody else comes out.
Can I, like, camouflage him a little bit?
You can try, sure. Go ahead and roll. Roll just a charisma check.
Okay, Peta Malark.
Listen.
Not bad.
Charisma?
Yeah.
It's 21.
All right. So you do a pretty good job of disguising him. He just kind of looks like a bush.
Lee the tree.
Lee the tree. Okay, cool. And then I'm going to walk back in.
Wait, what are you doing?
What?
Like, Ariel to Finn. I see you walking back in. I was like, what are you doing?
I would have went out with you too, just to see what's going down.
Yeah.
See, they're like finding twigs and stuff and making him look like just a bush.
While she was doing that, I would have just been checking those bodies for anything important.
You went back.
There's
to the...
really nothing great. Or there's a couple of snouts and stuff like that. You can find about like 12 snouts worth of money.
That's fine. I was just, I wanted to see where you were going with him, so I went out with you. And then once you were doing that, I'm like, nah, fuck that. So I started looking at all the dudes.
And I'm just looking at where the last guy came out with an arrow drawn, ready to fire the next person that comes out.
There is another guy that, like, comes over and, like, kind of peeks his head out just a little bit and, like, tries to pull back. You can roll initiative to see if you can hit him first.
Sure. Roll initiative? Okay. 10?
10? All right. So he actually manages to, like, pull back his head away before you can, like... get it, like, you see it and you're like, ah, and then he's like immediately like, oh fuck, and like pulls back.
I'm just gonna step back a little
bit. What you then see, like the feet that were left and you could kind of see, you see them like drag away.
Like, I'm gonna step 30 feet away from that spot.
30 feet away from where you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
Actually 35 feet.
All right. So, count camouflage, no one else comes that you can shoot at in that space, and you also don't have 30 feet away to go within this small
cave. Yeah, you'll go out.
Entrance.
Like, right. Out.
Okay. Ariel, at this point, I think you'd be the only one left inside, unless you are staying inside to watch.
I was following Finn. Okay, I thought we were done, and then I see you going back inside.
Well, so Finn and I came like, back inside.
What you doing?
Yeah, yeah, we went back inside. Yeah, well, no, we're taking care of the bandits. You,
like, why? We're mission accomplished. We're done. Well, Lee's knocked out. Let's get his ass to a hospital or something.
But the bandits are still gonna keep doing this. You know that, right? Like the fight's not over.
I can come back later. I'm sure I'm gonna get a bounty on them anyway.
You will come back later? I'm sure you're not gonna get drunk and forget about it?
I'm sure I'm gonna get a bounty eventually.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. I'm gonna get in your face and go, damn!
Kind of give you a look. Like, this is kind of like my job. People hire me to do this.
Listen, you don't have to go in with me, but I swore to protect these kinds of people, and I'm going to do that.
These kinds of people.
Yeah.
Oh,
just commoners. Look.
Babies.
Babies. My little babies.
Yeah, there was a baby dead on the road, man. Have you no heart?
No, I think that's the point. Like I said, you don't have to go in with me.
What if that was your girlfriend?
Damn it. Okay. Fine.
I mean, I'd be really happy.
That was that was too easy. You're just like, what if it was your girlfriend?
I'm just going to start saying that all the time now. Now I have a weak way to like, manipulate you.
Damn.
I was actually going to play on interest and be like, you might be able to kill another human.
I was going to say girlfriend, and you say it's kind of your job. You're like, okay, fine. Let's just do this shit already.
So, going in, there are two ways you can go.
Peer pressure.
Where did the people come from the last time?
The right
peek
passage.
Out guy.
The
right passage.
To the right.
Do you want to go down the left instead and see if we can, like, circle around or something like that? I don't know.
Just for the sake of there not being another way around to the other side from there, I don't want to get people behind us as well.
That's fair. That's
rather
fair.
Rather go right and then come back to the other path.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that then.
Let's just.
I'm gonna roll stealth.
Let's just split the party.
I'm gonna roll stealth too.
So
fuck it.
You're going down the right passage.
Oh yeah, you nailed it, son. You already used your inspiration. Oh,
that's, I did. Yeah.
Okay. That's gonna be a 19 for stealth.
If anybody wants to gift an inspiration over here, it's gonna be bad otherwise.
I mean, mine was a 5.
So, just to make this clear, the whole party is going down the right passage, or you're splitting?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we were joking about splitting.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, what did everybody get for stealth? 5 for Fen.
19
for Sato.
12
for BTB. You rolled a 9!
Yeah, 6.
Jesus Christ,
and
dude.
And a 6. All right.
It was a
1,
so.
Yeah, it was a critical fail, so.
I'm a stealth.
Problem is that this cave is really echoey,
yeah,
so,
no,
like,
I'm sure.
Everybody except for, Sato is like just echoing throughout all of this,
and that is why I am behind them.
Yeah, I was gonna say you stay at the back.
Mm-hmm. So proceeding in a little bit further, you like can peek around a corner, and peeking around one of the corners, are another group of like four bandits that all have bows drawn towards that direction.
I have my shield up.
Okay.
So I was trying to. I didn't want to.
Yeah, because the listeners can.
Well, I was waiting for him to stop so I could say that I have my shield out.
Okay, so Fen gets her shield out.
Yeah, and that's the word.
But I was just saying that's like Sato peeking around the corner being first. In front.
First. I'll be right behind her. So she can be my shield.
I'll be right behind both of them.
I will be your shield.
Don't worry, my friends. I will be your shield.
I'm Reinhardt. It's fine.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah. That's all I do, Bridget. That's all I do. I play D&D and Overwatch.
Okay, that's what I was like, I don't know this reference. So quiet.
You even commented when we became friends on PlayStation. Yeah. You were like, literally all you do is play Overwatch.
The game was boring when I played it. I can't play it.
Yeah, to each their own.
I'm not dogging it out for any reason. I just don't get it. There's like infinity characters to choose from. What the fuck do I do?
There's 24.
What the fuck? That's way too many. I need like 5.
Oh my god, you're ridiculous. The fighting games... Anyway.
This is not... Okay.
I have my shield out.
Go ahead.
Even with the fighting games, it's just Ryu. Let's be honest. Jesus.
Okay, people.
I like
you move forward. You move forward. How are you guys approaching the situation? Just shield up.
As soon as I can get a really clean shot on one of them, I'm gonna fire at them.
Okay. Can they shoot from behind me?
Yeah, because
yeah,
I can take
shoot
out
from around.
Yeah,
they can shoot around.
Take out both of them.
Are they
people.
Positioned in a way, and within the little place they are, to where they're like up against walls or blocking this path?
Yes.
Completely.
Pretty much.
Okay.
You have to go through them if you want to get.
Okay.
Then as soon as I have a decent shot on one of them, I'm just gonna fucking put an arrow in his face.
Okay.
I'm not calling the shot, but you get my point.
Right.
Yeah, I'll cast a ranged spell.
Okay, so party moves up, and then it's going to be just kind of a group of everybody's ready for everyone else, so as soon as anyone shows themselves, all of everything's going off. So let's just get everyone to roll their attacks. And then Fen, let's see if your armor class holds up.
This 20.
It's going to be...
Are we just doing like rolls for hits?
For you, you're not doing anything. They're
okay,
all rolling to hit.
Thought.
All right, so Fen... Two of them miss.
Okay.
Two of them rolled 19 on the die, which puts them up to
21.
Okay. So, two of them are going to get hits with
just
this.
Misses. Nope.
It's going to be a 20, non-natural 20 to hit for me.
And then you're going to take 10 piercing damage overall from the two arrows that hit you. Those two dudes aimed for your legs, where your shield wasn't really protecting. And
this
then...
shield is the size of a dinner plate.
So those, there's four of them.
Sato hit. No assassinate on this one. But
yeah, I know. Because everyone went at once.
Yes. And then, yes, there are four of them.
Okay.
So what is BTB doing?
It's going to be 17 damage.
That one's dead.
And I will quickly say simple geometry.
Shut up. Simple geometry.
The three that are left, it'll be a...
Hand soap.
20, a 23, and a... 21 to hit.
You hit. These are bandits. Their armor class is 12.
Saying.
I'm just going to say it. Let's simplify this.
Yeah, but he rolled really well, and he wants you to know.
Yeah, I want
okay,
you to
fair.
Know.
Okay, fair.
That'll be 9, 5, and then 6. That was scorching right.
That was all
so.
On one dude?
No, that was each of them. So one was 9, one was 5, one was 6.
Okay.
That was great. Scorching rain.
DM choice.
All right, so 9, 5... And 6.
Yes.
All right. Then Ariel.
So I'm gonna use my Hunter's Mark.
Okay. You can also do Horde Breaker right now too.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. Yeah. So I did.
So what did you get to hit?
First one was a 17, and the second one was a 26.
Great. Go ahead, roll damage.
That's a 3 on the first one.
Pretty weak.
Yeah. It's pretty weak. With the Hunter's Mark too, mind you. Yeah,
that actually kills that first one.
Oh hey,
actually. Did you add your dex to that first shot?
That was a 6 on the first with the Hunter's Mark.
He's still dead, but...
Okay.
Yeah. And then the second one, 8, 9, 10. That's 11.
11. All right. And that one also dies. So after
just like
the first...
Hopes and dreams.
After the first...
Same.
That's a good catchphrase.
After the first volley of everything, Fen has a couple of arrows in her legs... And then three of them fall dead. Another one, like, kind of stumbles back with an arrow, just, like, looks at the group and is like, turns and begins to run down the pathway that they were guarding.
I'm gonna shoot him. If he's running away.
Let's see. Let's just roll initiative for you and I. See
okay.
if you actually can.
I want to run after
him. 14.
He beats you, actually. Damn. I rolled a 19 on the die again. Mm-hmm. I've been rolling well for initiative. So he's just like, turns, begins to run away. Coward. You know, just a coward. So are you guys going to continue pushing down this way?
I miss bait.
I'll also state that there is like a little area right past where he started to run away where there's like a little table and you can see scraps of food on the floor. You can kind of assume it's like a dining area for this group. And pushing back,
I'm just going to ask Fen real quick and go, Fen, are you okay? Because I see all the arrows.
Yeah.
It's like in Minecraft when you go fight a skeleton and you just come back and you have like 12 arrows in you.
What's your hit points?
I'm at 9.
Okay, cure wounds.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's a 6 for you.
6?
Yeah, plus 6. I use cure wounds on her.
So the party pushes a little bit further in, and you guys hear one word. Boss, they're almost here. The next thing you hear is a female voice say, bring me my glaive.
Do I recognize the voice?
You do not recognize the voice.
Not her, is it?
Glaive boy.
Glaive boy.
Bring me my glaive.
Glaive boy, just bring it to me. So, as the party continues to push, I'm assuming you guys are going to go into where they are, right?
Yeah, that's the same formation as before. As soon as I get a clear line of sight on a target, I'm just going to unleash an arrow.
Okay. So, as you move forward, you can see the one that, like, was there before is now, like, standing in the doorway, like, kind of shaking, holding a bow, like... And, I mean, if you're going to fire as soon as he sees you, he's going to fire at Sato as well.
Okay. Fight me.
He will try.
That's a 15 to hit.
All right. And then he got a 20 to hit.
That definitely hits.
You get half cover from Fen.
Okay.
So it's only a plus 2.
Oh,
then. Your armor class.
That would only be an 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that hits.
Okay.
But it's going to be... 9 damage for me.
All right, and he deals 3 piercing damage to you and then falls dead.
That's incredible.
I'll be like, ow, fucker.
pull the arrow out. He scraped you and you're like, fuck.
Actually, better yet, I'm just going to keep that arrow and then notch it back in my bow.
That's hilarious.
All right. Pushing into the next room, it's kind of a small 20-foot radius room, but it's the biggest thing that you've seen in the cave so far. There are a couple, like, coffers. You can see a bunch of items that look like they obviously were stolen from Lee's cart before that are, like, kind of stacked in one area. And you can see that there's currently in armor that is currently bloody, and it almost looks like they're holding themselves up with it, a well-armored individual holding a glaive. And it is a elven-looking person.
Fuck!
Ooh.
Oh, buddy, are you okay?
Well... I understand that you've been killing my men. And
I mean, it wasn't very hard.
She takes the glaive and points them down.
I understand you've been killing
people. They're simple pawns to me.
So do you need like a cane sense.
Or maybe a staff?
I mean, that's what the glaive is for.
Don't want to... I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice.
Okay. Yeah,
Are we going to fight?
Are we all in this room?
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
Magic missile, second level.
Are we going to fight? Go. Right.
Is it just her?
There are 3 other bandits in this room.
Where are they?
They're kind of in the back. Also, BTB, one of these bandits, fingerless gloves.
Oh, fuck!
Where are they in, too. Like, you know, maybe say a 15-foot cone of each other?
I got 18 on her.
Is it within 30 feet of me?
Yeah.
Can it's I, room, so. I would like to run up and use my breath weapon.
Just run up and... Okay. You can definitely
I'm pissed
do
off.
That.
It's not
she
her.
She got 18 force damage.
18 force damage? All right, so that's a blam, blam, blam.
Blam. 4.
Sorry. Blam, 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 blam.
Yes.
So it...
Kablam! Great show.
Come on in, blam.
Welcome to Kablam! Somebody's probably already made that on the internet.
Probably.
Okay, so you blast her for 18 damage as she's like, are we going to fight or...
And I will say,
stumbles back a little bit. Immediately, we'll roll initiative before Fen can run up and use that breath weapon, because that's the point where they'd start trying to go.
Oh. Buddy.
It's fun to use my box, isn't it?
It is fun to use your secret box.
I just like the little knock that it makes.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
That was such a tiny high five.
So, Fen.
19.
19.
12.
19.
Y'all go before me because I have a
yeah.
Zero
that would be okay, Sato, so. Ariel, Fen, BTB, and then the bandits. Mm-hmm.
What's your lady?
She counts. Aria, what's your dex?
Say plus three.
Yours is plus four.
Yeah, you beat me by like one. Yep.
Glaive Lady counts as a bandit, or she has her own ish?
She counts as a bandit.
Oh, okay.
I will also state that the armor that this person's wearing is Justicar armor.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, that's neat. I'm just looking at these gloves. I'm going to say that I noticed the gloves after I blasted her, because I basically walked into the room as she was talking and blasted her, and then saw the gloves.
Are we going to fuck? Yeah,
I was like,
bitch.
Oh, I should have shot that guy.
So, Sato, it would be your turn immediately. Like, once she gets hit, you're like, oh, this is going to be a thing, so you can go.
I'm a shooter with an arrow, because I get that assassinated.
You don't get assassinated on this one. You guys have been talking, you're just officially entering initiative order.
But she hasn't taken a turn.
I don't care. You're not getting an opportunity.
He's done with you being so powerful.
No. That'll shoot one of the other bandits, because they definitely haven't gone.
Also not on them.
What?
Not right now.
DM rules.
Talking happened first.
That's not an action.
We need to stop talking to people is what that means.
We need to stop being social. Let's just kill.
No more diplomacy. Just blast them.
Just blasting.
Then I'll shoot Mr. Glove Guy, because I know BTB will be happy about it. And that's going to be a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Cool.
Don't fuck up my gloves.
It's an arrow. It's going to be 12 damage.
All right. Well, he immediately just drops to the ground dead.
Oh.
Ariel, that would then be your
turn. What about the other two bandits? Are they like close to each other?
No. They're a little bit spread out. This is a little bit bigger room, so they do get to spread out.
So I guess I'll just hit the boss lady.
Okay.
Little Muppet arms.
So 23 to hit.
23 to hit will hit.
Just misses.
Nice.
With 10 damage.
10 damage. And does that end Ariel's turn?
Yeah.
Fen, do what you would go and do.
Well, no. I noticed that she's wearing Justicar armor.
Yes.
I'm going to angrily be like, who are you? Where did you get that? And like, I want to...
Fen wants to fight.
No, actually.
No.
No. I don't know where she got that fucking armor.
Well, you should say armor instead of that.
Huh?
You said, where did you get that? That's kind of like a...
Yeah,
what?
That could be the glaive, that could be the
can
armor.
Can you let me fucking do my thing, please?
But yeah, okay. So she said, where did you get that?
I'm just helping you.
I want to take my sword and point it at her in the armor. I'm like, where did you get that? And gesture at the... Can you let me fucking
finish?
There
we go. Well, I mean, you did just say the same thing twice.
Pray for me.
BTB is going to catch these hands.
Ben, are you done with your turn after that? Stating that. Okay.
And breaks her oath and stuff.
BTB, it is your turn.
I will take my entire turn, go over and get those gloves and put them on.
So you just like waddle over there, take those gloves off, put them on, just like, ooh. Yes. They're a little bit small. They're a little bit small.
I don't
small.
Care. They'll stretch out and just.
She'll respond with, I used to be one of the order. And then she moves towards Fen very quickly and makes two attacks with the glaive. The first one is a 19 to hit, so you manage to block that one with the shield. And the second one she brings back and begins to bring it down on you. And you begin to see that it is having all of this energy about it. And as soon as it impacts onto your shield... Your arm jerks back, it hits you, and then you feel all of this thunderous energy go through.
Oh.
The same stuff as me.
Yeah.
She just smote you.
Yeah, she just smote you. This is true. Basically, thunder cracks against your shield in this tiny little cave that is audible within 300 feet, so it's real fucking loud for everyone.
Oh.
Nice.
And you need to make a strength saving throw, Fen.
I'm pretty good at that.
That's with the gauntlet, too.
20. Non-natural.
20 non-natural. She didn't do very well on her damage for the one that managed to hit you. So it will deal to you 5 piercing damage and an additional 5 thunder damage. And then what was your strength throw?
20.
20? So you feel your feet begin to slide
on
the...
Oh, yeah, you need to get thrown, like, 10 feet back.
Exactly. You feel your feet begin to slide, but you manage to keep yourself from flying backwards from that energy. After that hits, while your ears are still ringing, you can kind of hear muffled through the ringing of, I just learned the order was wrong. And then it is Sato's turn, where right now, everyone has a little bit of ringing in their ears, because that was loud as fuck.
I'm gonna shoot the lady.
Okay.
Oh, it's...
That's cocked.
Yeah, it's cocked weird. That's cocked. That's terrible.
You have that.
That's true. I'm going to use it. That's not... Okay. 14 that to hit.
One. It's still better.
14, yeah. So it flies and it just tink off of her armor.
Thought so.
And yeah. Does that end your turn?
She's just a carnivore, so...
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any bonus actions that are worthwhile right now.
Ariel.
I shoot the boss lady again.
Okay.
I tell her to shut the fuck up and...
Just random.
Bitch, indoor combat noise.
Sure.
This is a 20, non-natural 20 to hit.
You don't want
to
call her a biscuit or something?
Non-natural 20, that will hit.
Shut up, biscuit.
That's an 8 damage.
I also have Hunter's Mark and Heavy Wounds, so...
Yeah. I want to say that just in case. Healing.
No, Hunter's Mark lasts for an hour. You just transfer it when you kill the thing.
Yeah. Bonus action.
Wait, really?
Move it to someone else.
I'm an idiot, then.
You're still learning how to use it, so it's fine.
So you could borrow it over to her now.
Yeah, you could move it over to her now, but you can't take the damage this round because you already hit her.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Never mind.
So now it's on.
So just make sure that D6 is over there so you're
able to use it. All right, and that ends Ariel's turn, so then it is Fen. It is your turn to now make an attack if you wish.
Are they still, like, within the cone?
Yes.
I would like to angrily use my breath weapon.
Okay. I will also state that on their turn, you saw that the bandits were doing something you couldn't tell what.
Okay.
They're about to die anyway.
So.
Giving each other a quick wank.
So I need to make saves for them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of save?
It's a dex save.
If they're doing something, are they going to have a disadvantage?
Okay, so she got a 15.
That meets.
And then they each got 14, so they failed.
Yeah.
Kill them!
Do I add anything to that, or is that just...
Nope.
Just it's 9 damage. Fire damage.
9 fire damage.
Toasty.
Okay, and hers is halved?
Toasty. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just going to make a mental note, like, turn. Damn, so, Ben's pissed.
BTB, it's your turn. So yeah, you just watched Fen do her fire breath.
Which I haven't done yet.
And it looked pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it was pretty cool.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah. It's
I'm
a little
take
bit
off
warm
all
now.
My clothes.
Except them sweet, sweet fingerless gloves. Everyone would finally see the vents.
That's true.
Oh no.
No.
I'll pass.
I think the fighting would stop just to see the vents. Like, what the fuck?
Everyone
is
make a constitution save and go blind.
I'm just going to... how's that lady look? Can I tell?
I mean, she wasn't looking great when you guys walked in, but she's also looking pretty bad. So.
She's looking worse now.
Yeah.
And the two boys in the back are toasty.
I was worried about them. Although they were doing something. Do we all notice that they were doing something?
Everybody noticed that they were doing something. You couldn't tell what it was, though.
All right. I'll just, I guess I'll try it. I'm going to cast sleep on the lady.
Okay.
It's a small room, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit, never mind.
And also, I'm standing right there, so.
Collateral damage.
You do you, BTV.
That is true, I do.
Actually, it's, what's the blast radius on that? 30?
Isn't it 30?
That's like...
It's 20.
That's exactly.
Okay, that's still, that will sleep the whole party and the enemies.
And me. Well, not all of them, because I don't have that much to roll. I'll just do a regular magic missile on her.
Okay.
Because she looks really armored, and I don't think I'll get her with anything else.
Right.
12.
12 damage?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice roll.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She's really not looking great at this point. It is her turn, so she's going to make 2 more attacks against Fen.
Did it look really cool to have magic missile come out of my hands with these gloves on?
It looked amazing, BTV.
Yeah,
I did say that as reaction to the room.
Okay. So her 2 attacks with the glaive were a 13 to hit and a 19 to hit.
No.
So neither of those hit.
Fen,
do you have
safe.
Shield of Faith on right now? Or no, you have your shield. Yeah. Okay. So you're managing to like block her glaive attacks with it. She's starting to look like a little bit woozy. She wasn't looking good when you came in already, but it's not great. And then the other two, you guys now notice that they were moving like some gears or something like that, and you see one of them begin to cut a rope.
Can we just look up?
Actually, when you do, there is a giant rock suspended above Fen and the other lady.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
Oh, they're stupid. They're gonna kill their own lady?
Yeah, they're beginning to cut that rope. Sato.
Well, if I can piece all of that together, I'm shooting the guy cutting the rope.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Don't roll a one, please. Okay.
That's actually a 13 to hit?
13 will hit.
Cool. And that's gonna be 7 damage.
7 damage. He's dead. So, drops, you hear the, like, dagger clatter to the ground, and then the other one go, oh, fuck, and, like, begin to, like, move over that way. Ariel.
I'm gonna try to finish off the, boss lady again.
Okay.
For realsies this time. I've been wrong before, though.
Well.
10 to hit.
10, alright, okay. 10 misses.
Yeah, so, yeah. Probably just shout fuck after I miss.
Alright, and that's it?
Yeah.
Alright, Fen, it is your turn. So, yeah, looking up, you do see the giant rock, but you also see that she's just there, ready to fight still.
How big is the rock?
It's pretty big.
He's like, I think he's like 270.
Oh, okay.
It's solid muscle, though.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Mm. We just want him. He's a scorpion.
Yeah.
Well, considering the size of the room, it's probably like a 10-foot
so, area. So, Fen, what are you doing?
Can I try to push both of us out of the thing?
Yes, like, that'd be a grapple check.
Boy, you are virtuous, aren't you? I'd have just stabbed her and ran away.
We've talked about this. This is one of my many flaws. Okay.
You could almost say that they were character flaws.
Okay. Oh, thank Christ. Okay, so it's just strength, right?
So, Fen, use your inspiration. Yeah. It's a attack roll, technically. So, strength and proficiency.
Oh, okay. So, 19.
19, mm-hmm. That will just barely get it. So you manage to grab onto her and you begin to push against her. That'll be an opposed strength check.
Roll again. 18.
20.
Shit.
So she's managing to keep you right there. And when that will end your turn, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
BTB, back to you. So there's one guy.
Is there one guy going to cut the rope?
There's one guy kind of going to cut the rope, but then there's also Fen, like, they're wrestling now.
I'll shoot that dude trying to cut the rope.
Okay, what you shooting him with?
Ray of Frost, because I don't want to, like, do a fire thing and then make it burn the rope off.
Okay.
Yeah.
14.
That hits.
5 cold. So all if he's not dead, he's slowed.
He's dead.
Okay.
And then it would be her turn. She's pretty much just going to try and break out to then hit, roll opposing strength. She got a 14.
17.
Alright, so you managed to keep her in the grapple, and that's all that she can do. Then it's Sato's turn.
I'm a shooter.
Okay.
That's going to be a 26 to hit.
Alright, that hits.
I think, and even with Fen,
just to clarify, I'm assuming this is lethal damage. Just clarifying, yeah. Sato.
Actually, let me rephrase that. I'm not shooting her. I'm actually going to go in and, like, impale her leg with my rapier.
Okay, you need to re-roll if you're doing that, because you rolled for shooting.
Okay. That's still going to be a 23 to hit.
Okay, great.
Bro.
What the box is for?
I know, but I don't care.
Get them all mixed up.
You literally, like, rolled in the box to hit, and then you were like, nah, fuck it.
15 damage.
Alright, so that then kind of, like, brings her down, and you can see that she kind of loosens and loses consciousness with that extra pain. And that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw. So, where can the people find you on social media?
Tristan? You can find me on Twitter, at TristanDimitri7.
Alright, what about Josh?
At BT Balthazar on Twitter.
RC?
You can find me at The Cold Twat.
Demi?
I'm at Hemandem.
And you can find Charles at DapperJackal on Twitter. You can also check us out on DapperJackal.com, where we have some cool things up there. And now you can also find all of us on iTunes. So search us on there. We can be found pretty much wherever podcasts are found. So glad that we finally got that worked out.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Until next week.
Like,
bye.
Comment, and subscribe.
Bye.